Most stories do not start with a journalist. They start with people noticing when a river runs dry, asking why a school is changing, discovering something new next door. Curiosity is human. Your right to keep asking questions is at the heart of NPR's mission, and we are not going anywhere.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, June 22nd. We'll tell you why plans to redevelop the sports arena area are delayed indefinitely. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The county's unemployment rate was lower than both the state's and the nation's in May. According to data released by the state, the county's unemployment rate dropped to 3.9%. while California's was 4.7% and the nation's was 4.1%. Health services and private education led all industries by adding more than 15,000 jobs, while government posted the largest decline, losing more than 8,000 jobs. A more than $482 million budget has been approved by MTS's board. That's roughly a 2.5% increase compared to last year's budget. It maintains current service levels. A statement from MTS says the budget looks to tap into new sources of revenue, such as advertising and development opportunities, while also implementing cost-saving measures. The transit system provides 250,000 trips every weekday. One dead dog and dozens of other animals were neglected at a Rancho Santa Fe property. County officials received a call tipping them off about the potential of animal neglect at an El Camino Real home. What they found once arriving was much worse: a dead dog and multiple underweight animals with visible skin and dental issues. In total, there were 24 dogs, 2 horses, 4 miniature horses, a pony, 2 goats, 4 geese, and a cat, all rescued and removed from the property. The animals are now being cared for at shelters in Bonita and Carlsbad. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Most stories do not start with a journalist. They start with people noticing when a river runs dry, asking why a school is changing, discovering something new next door. Curiosity is human. Your right to keep asking questions is at the heart of NPR's mission, and we are not going anywhere.
The Midway Rising plan to redevelop San Diego's sports arena into a multi-use residential and entertainment property is delayed indefinitely. Voice of San Diego's Scott Lewis reports for the latest edition of Why It Matters.
Mayor Todd Gloria has touted the Midway Rising project, the 4,200 homes, 14 acres of parks, and the new arena it would deliver. He made a pledge in January.
Public land should serve the public. And right now, serving the public means building more homes. So this spring, I will bring this project forward for public hearings and a vote from the city council.
But spring is now over, and it doesn't look like hearings will even happen before the end of summer. There are 3 main issues they have to resolve: the lease, the approvals, and the money. The document solidifying a lease between the city and the developers will be long and complex to cover the 40 acres of land. Building higher than the 30-foot height limit requires special approval, and they still want legislation to limit lawsuits. And finally, the city and developers are proposing to draw a line around the project and keep most of the new property taxes it generates in the area for traffic improvements, among other things. The project is still going forward, they say. We just don't know when. For Voice San Diego, I'm Scott Lewis, and that's Why It Matters.
More than 100 of Baja California's best photojournalists came together Friday to honor their own. Video journalist Matthew Bowler takes us to the celebration.
Professional organizations for Baja California journalists celebrated their own for the first time.
Omar Martinez, Omar Camarillo, Roberto Cordova, those guys have been working for years, and finally somebody's going to recognize their work.
That's photojournalist Joe Beth Derriquez. 32 visual journalism professionals and other journalists from Tecate, Mexicali, Tijuana, and Rosarito took home medals for their contributions to journalism along the border. According to the UN, about 90 journalists have been killed in Mexico in the last decade. Ramon Hurtado, president of the Asociación de Fotógrafos de Tijuana, says photojournalists face unique dangers in Tijuana. He says the life of a photographer is difficult because they cannot stay in the background. They need to be in the front. But Hurtado says because safety is improving, they get to celebrate their work and each other. Matthew Bowler, KPBS News.
Summer is upon us, and that usually means kids playing outside or in summer sports leagues like softball or soccer. But the costs of youth sports are increasingly out of reach for many families. In this latest Price of San Diego segment, North County reporter Alexander Wen shows us the costs are rising faster than inflation.
Right now, the biggest sporting event on earth is happening, the World Cup. Millions of kids throughout the country are watching. Some are hoping that one day they, too, will be playing in front of millions. But that dream is out of reach for a lot of those kids. Not because of a lack of talent, but because of costs.
Uniform and fees is $600, between $500 to $600 at the beginning.
A recent study by the Aspen Institute's Project Play shows that family spending on youth sports has increased by 46% since 2019, making it out of reach for many low-income families.
Ready, let's go.
Tom Bui is a coach at City Heights Youth Soccer. He says on top of the uniform costs, there are also travel costs for away games.
You're looking between $1,500 to $2,000 per player.
And that's just for a club team. For competitive leagues, those costs jump astronomically.
In the thousands and the tens of thousands.
That creates a barrier for entry for low-income families. A 2021 survey by the Sports and Fitness Industry Association shows that in families making $25,000 or less a year, only 24% of kids 6 to 12 participate in organized sports, compared to 40% for families making $100,000 or more. That's why Bui waives the fees for his club team, allowing kids to participate completely free of charge. He's able to do this because of sponsorships and volunteer coaches.
If any kids that come out and wanted to play, we'll find it. We'll train them. We'll teach them.
The high costs of team sports are why Hilda Otien founded the nonprofit San Marcos Basketball in 2020. It's a club team where children can participate for free or a small fee.
I grew up in a free program that has helped me, and sports was part of who I am today.
She says while some of the costs could be offset by playing on school teams, that's not enough if kids want to move on to the next level, be it varsity, collegiate sports, or professional leagues.
You need to play 3 to 4 hours a day, your sport, whether it is basketball or baseball or any other sport. You need to play at that level in order to be competitive.
Eyes and ears, what we're doing now.
Christian Littlejohn Chin was a product of the program. He now plays semi-professionally for the San Diego Suns and also coaches for the program. He says playing in club teams got him to where he is now.
Club sports, to me, was bigger than high school or school basketball was because it gives you a sense of freedom that you don't get in those more structured games. And that's where you really become yourself, because basketball is a confident sport, so you're only as good as confident as you are.
Come on, buddy.
For parents like A.G. Narasimhan, club sports are a way to help their children be more active. But costs can sometimes get in the way.
When I was a child, you know, sports was considered as a necessity, and now it's considered as a luxury.
He says even participating on club teams at local recreation centers, where costs are lower, is still expensive.
We also have to, you know, pay for the association fees. So there's a lot of other costs that go into it that kind of make it a little bit cost prohibitive for folks, you know, to sign their kids up for sports.
According to an American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine study, getting kids involved in sports early helps with motor skills, social development, and lifelong healthy habits. The same study also shows that income is the biggest driver for early participation, limiting opportunities for lower-income children to participate in sports.
Our ball.
For now, programs like Buoys
are
giving low-income kids a kick-up in the sports world. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
World Cup frenzy is hitting the Legoverse. Legoland is hosting an experience where fans can enjoy the World Cup in brick form. North County reporter Alexander Nguyen also brings us this story.
As you walk through the gates at Legoland, some of the first things you run into are some of soccer's biggest stars, like Cristiano Ronaldo, Kylian Mbappe, and Lionel Messi.
All replicated in Lego brick.
The Lego players in the world's largest Lego stadium are part of Legoland's FIFA World Cup 2026 experience. Legoland Communication Director Julia Estrada says the park has been preparing for this for a while.
At least a year.
In the Legoland World Cup experience, you can try to score against a Lego minifigure, have your photo taken with a FIFA World Cup trophy, and build your own Lego team jersey. Lando Singh was ready for one of the experiences, wearing Lionel Messi's jersey.
So you try to hit those little circles there, and if you hit one, you get a point. And you try to win against the other person on the other side.
The Legoland World Cup experience runs through July 19th.
Go!
In Carlsbad, Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
A new exhibit at the Mingay International Museum explores everyday household objects through the lens of a traditional craft. It's called Looks Like Home. Arts reporter Julia Dixon Evans tells us how familiar forms can deliver social commentary and humor.
The first thing you see when you step into the gallery is a toilet made out of reed woven in the style of traditional basketry.
So I think that's what kind of brings in the humor of the show, is it's funny, you know, to look at a woven toilet.
Contemporary craft artist India Thompson has recreated her apartment's bathroom entirely in woven reed, right down to the rug and even a roll of toilet paper. Curator Ariana Torres says it turns a centuries-old domestic craft on its head.
She, in using a very slow craft to create these objects, kind of refocuses your attention to their actual beauty and form and use.
Thompson's art questions what it means to feel at home, especially in a place that's not yours. As someone who's rented for years, Thompson says she is more mindful of the things she does own.
We've almost been raised to, yeah, like not value earthly things. But I think there is like importance to that, to like care for what we own, you know, and what we value.
Julia Dixon Evans, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is edited by Brooke Ruth and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Most stories do not start with a journalist. They start with people. Noticing when a river runs dry. Asking why a school is changing. Discovering something new next door. Curiosity is human. Your right to keep asking questions is at the heart of NPR's mission. And we are not going anywhere.